welcome to this week's episode of Layoffs and Other L Words. We're your hosts. I'm Michelle.
And I'm Rebecca.
All right. So we're getting organized.
Yes, we're trying. This is such a learning curve. I mean, you're doing so much of it, but it's like such a fascinating process.
It's fun. I like it. Okay. So to start with, what were your victories this week, Rebecca?
I left the house.
Yeah. So this is kind of your goals, right? Your goal was to leave the house by 9 a.m.?
Yeah. I mean, 9 a.m. wasn't always feasible, like, for weather reasons. But, I was able to do it at 4 times.
Hey, that's great.
I know. And then by 10, the other few. It really made a difference. Like, it kickstarted my day. And I wasn't – because I'm very much the person – that can be a hermit if allowed to be a hermit.
Right.
So I'm trying
to. Did you leave every day?
Yeah, I left every day.
What did you do?
Yeah, I literally at one time I just walked around the neighborhood. That's all I did.
I want to do that. I keep thinking about it. So my grandfather is 96.
Yeah.
And every morning he gets up and walks a mile.
My grandmother. Years. Yeah.
So good for you.
Yeah. Which is like kickstarts the day in a new way, and I actually got to use it as like a form of like meditation and thinking and being like, okay, you do have these things to do, and like I would like kind of like think about my to-do list and then synthesize it to being like what you were talking about last week, the only 3 things in each category. I could kind of synthesize it down to like the 3 things just for today.
Yeah, that's the thing too. That's super cool. So yeah, you mentioned my goal from last week was that, like, building the structure or the system. That one that we talked about is called the Kanban system.
Okay.
I don't know if I'm saying that right. But it did that. So I have it. I have it on a whiteboard next to my desk here.
Cool.
And I didn't quite do it right, but I did it.
Okay.
Like, there's small victory.
Okay.
And I still use and really like that the way you just described, having 3 things I do today, and like I have to do these 3 things, and for me it's permission to like then slack off, but also to not beat myself up. Like, I did the 3 things I said I'm gonna do. Cool.
Yeah, for me it's like so I don't get overwhelmed by this like arm length like list of to do's. Like, if I get those 3 things done, great. I can move on until the things that are set for tomorrow.
Right.
Like, get a jump start, which actually feels really cool. And I got this one that it says, it's like a little 3.
That's so cute.
Yeah, it's a 3-in-1 notebook that says, like, they're all, like, different sections that you can move individually, like, separate from each other. And one says home, one says work, one says play.
So it's your, like, to-do list for each.
Yeah. And so, like, instead of doing that whole thing where the, what was it, Kanban? Yeah, and so doing, like, what's in, because you had told me the different differences was, like, what you're working on now, what's in progress, and what's already implemented. I'm doing, like, home, like, what do I need to get around the house done, what do I need to get around, like, for work, for, like, finding work or doing, like,
practices,
and then play, so that because I really need to work on that whole, like, life balance thing, because either I'm working, and I have no free time, or right now where I have so much free time I'm not being a good steward of it. So you can do that play thing when I'm done with this work thing.
So this is what I have. I don't know if you can see it. So I got this fancy like to-do sheet work pad. It's supposed to be a mouse pad, but it doesn't work like that. It's white. But it says weekly list, and it's like week of, and then it just has the days of the week, place for you to write in the date, a spot for the weekend, and a spot for notes. And this is where I always write down. I got it when I started my job, my last job. I got it because it made me feel like a girl boss. And I was like, yeah, this is cute, and it makes me happy, and it makes work feel fun.
Yeah.
So I use it to write my 3 things. Yeah. I love the notepads.
Yeah. But it's like, okay, I have these things. I need to utilize them as their ability. And it was funny because I tried to use – I have like 4 different ones. I was like trying to like figure out how to use them. I'm like, oh wait, you know what? I actually really like the 3 thing, the home or play, like, and then 3 things on that list. And when I'm done, great, I can move on to,
yeah,
like more. I don't know. I like it.
That's awesome.
Then it kind of, I'm dividing it in the, I know what's on the docket in the future work in work mm-hmm. terms. And I know like having things done is really keeping me going.
So, yeah.
Very interesting. It's a lot of like psychology, I think, mm-hmm. and like willpower and practice.
I had a few other like little victories.
Yeah, tell me.
I like this little section here. It's like a feel good pep talk, right?
Yeah.
So, you know what else I did?
Tell me.
I went on the website for when I was talking about designing prosthetics and such that they have National Association website, and there's a page on there dedicated to like, these are the people you can contact if you're interested in getting into this field and want to know more. And so I went in and I found the three that are within an hour. So I have that list. And okay, maybe I'm jumping around a little bit, but like, I really want that to be the thing I do this week.
That's right.
That's my goal. I want to contact them. I want to set up some informational interviews. Okay. So that, I am 90% well, right? I no longer am sick.
Okay, cool. I was like, I don't understand.
Yeah, I'm healthier again. There was something else. Oh, so I had two interviews this week, mm-hmm. which is great, right? But what I think is more exciting is reclaiming the sense of like, I want excitement. I want to be excited about what I'm doing.
Yeah.
I think we talked about this last week, right? Like, it's so easy to get into the, like, oh, I could do that. It would be fine. Like, I need a job. Maybe we didn't talk about that. But I'm also a very excitable person. So, like, it is possible for me to find something that I get excited about.
Absolutely.
And I can hold out for that.
Yeah. Right? Like, yeah. We're privileged enough to be able to afford to do so. And
Yeah, no, totally.
Yeah, because I had an interview, my third interview with one company, like one organization, on Tuesday. And I met the team and like saw the place and I sat down and I was like, oh no. Like I was like, I could tell immediately. I was like, oh, these people are really amazing. Like, they're really good, like, great, like, chemistry and everything. But I kept on hearing what they were talking about, like, the job I was applying for. And I'm like, oh, whoa. Like, everybody's like, yeah, so it's a lot of work. Like, they kept saying it's a lot of work. And you're juggling a lot. And you have to be on call. And I'm just like, you guys are not, you're not selling it very well. Like, I almost wanted to be like, don't let this kid be in the interview process next time. Because you terrified me. I wasn't about to say that. But, I just was not. And so like, I like really thought about it and talked about with sounds silly, but with my parents, and I was like, it was one of those jobs where like you would walk in overwhelmed kind of a thing. And I also realized that you really wouldn't succeed unless you were passionate about it. And I'm just like, I have, like, there was bits and pieces. I was like, oh, I love that part. Oh, yes, I'd love, adore that. And then they were talking about the majority of the job. I'm just like, oh, no. Mm-hmm. The pain to pleasure scale was not.
Yeah, it's a good way to get yourself into a bad situation.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, absolutely. Miserable. Yeah, absolutely. So, like, I was prepared to, like, say no if the offer comes.
That's great.
Which is, like, weird. I literally have a script written out in case I have to say.
Good. No, that's actually brilliant. I like that idea.
Because, like, I'm not going to say no preemptively. Like, because I don't want to be like, no. And, like, yeah. I feel like I should wait for an offer. I'm not sure.
I mean, you can revoke your application.
That's true. But it's actually really funny. I got a call today from the organization. They were like, we're changing the job.
Oh,
yeah, so someone internally is taking the job, and there's a different job, like, available. And I was like, what? So.
Oh.
Isn't that interesting?
One you're interested in?
You don't know
what it is.
It doesn't exist yet. Like, it hasn't been written up. So, I'm intrigued. Right. Like, but, like, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Because I was so ready to be like, no, thank you.
That's great.
But, anyway.
So, that sounds like a small victory of yours, right? Of like coming to this place of power where you can say no.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for bringing that back around.
Oh, yeah, full circle.
A place of power, like, because I struggle with that. I struggle with, like, not always having my voice be heard, but mm-hmm. in my voice be heard in the most appropriate way. Because, like, sometimes I'm like, no, and maybe, no isn't the proper response.
Like, yeah, no, I get that.
You know what I mean? Which, I mean, as a woman, I feel like we temper our reactions a lot.
Oh, we so do.
And I shouldn't have to feel like, what?
So that's a really good transition to something okay. else. Unless you have other small victories.
Sweet. I've cooked dinner every night this week. So bam.
That's also great.
For my family. So, like, that's, like, that's our deal awesome. Right now is I cook.
Cool.
So.
I love that.
I'm making chowder tonight.
Ooh. I've been watching a lot of TED Talks.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Same. I've been listening to a lot of TED Radio Hours, but yeah.
Ooh, okay. So, what was that transition that I was just thinking of?
I'm so sorry.
So there, no, it's fine. There was one that I watched this week that I wanted to talk about that you had just said something about.
Okay.
For dinner. Women tempering their reactions.
Yes, reactions.
So I had listened to one, maybe a couple weeks ago, that was something about, like, harnessing the power, or why it's, like, okay to be angry as women, or why we need to let women be angry.
Yeah.
That was very, very good. I'll have to look it up. I can put it in the notes from okay. tonight. I'll send it to you. But which also made me think of the one that I watched yesterday. Mm-hmm. So I started watching one about unleashing your creativity.
Ooh.
So I am a creative person, but I often feel this, like, sort of, like, stopped up, like I'm stuck and I can't get it out. Or I don't know where to start, you know, like writer's block, whatever. And so it ended up launching into this whole series of TED Talks about creativity, because I tend to play it and then it just will autoplay.
Mm-hmm.
But most of them sounded like they were just talking about ADD, to be honest, like code words for ADD everywhere. But this one, what?
That's just interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. Because that's like one of the stereotypes. If you have ADD, you're very creative. It makes you creative.
Well, you think outside the box.
You think outside the box. You make, like, I mean, some of it is true, but also, like, bullshit.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's not my point. So this was talking about how to unleash your creativity. And he was citing, I have it pulled up here so I could reference it. It's by Tim Harford.
Okay.
And it's called A Powerful Way to Unleash Your Natural Creativity.
Okay.
Also, we'll link in the description. So he talks about how the most creative people and those that were wildly successful
mm-hmm.
do multiple things at once. He calls it slow multitasking.
Hmm.
Or slow motion multitasking, sorry. And it's the idea that you do many things. You have, like, various projects you're working on and you work on them over a long period of, like, over years, right? Sort of leisurely, you're in no rush to figure them out, but you're working on them.
That takes so much discipline, I think.
But that's the thing. To me, that sounds like the opposite of discipline.
But, like, to work on something for years that has no, like, immediate gratification or conclusion, that's insane long-distance training. Like, that.
Mm-hmm. But, well, so, yeah, so it comes from, like, a certain place of privilege. And he talks about examples of people who have done it, like Einstein.
Okay, I was thinking of, like, Tesla's creator, Musk.
Yeah, Musk. Same. Like, these people who have done big things all tend to do this.
Yeah.
He talks about a choreographer who's very, very well known. I don't remember her name. He talks about Darwin and who else? I don't remember who else at the moment, but essentially the reason it works is because you work on one thing until you can't, right? Like, we all get to the point where we get stuck on a project. Mm-hmm. And if that's the only thing you're working on, you just fixate on how you're stuck. Or you panic, or you do whatever. But if you have multiple projects you're working on, you can get stuck on this one and then go work on that one over there. And because you've removed yourself from the place of stuckness,
yeah,
freeing up your brain
to maybe think of a different solution.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so Aristotle was one of the other examples.
Okay. Yeah.
But he talks about how, okay, so Darwin is what I most remember. Darwin was working on, is it called The Evolution of Man? I don't remember, like his like culminating book about evolution, right? So he was working on that, but at the same time, throughout his entire life, he was working on, he was like researching earthworms.
Yeah.
Right? So, and that was one of the last things he did. He did that, and then he did,
But it's still in the same, which I find interesting, is it's still in the same vein of things. It's very scientific. So he kind of, like, picked
a field
to be a master of, but then had multiple projects, which is, like, I would love to have, like, multiple projects in, like, the arts and going on.
Yeah.
And it's, like, but how do you, I don't know if I'm the best at mastering balance. You know, and like when I could just leave one thing spinning and go and do this other thing, and I will actually go back to that original idea or something.
I think that's what scares me too.
Yeah.
And it's, to me, this felt like permission. Permission to function in the way that I function.
Which is, it's huge, because like we don't all function in this way.
Brains
don't process our, but also like our career and our lifeline isn't this like.
Linear.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I want to show. Oh, sorry. I point out. Have you heard of "Don't Keep Your Day Job" podcast?
No.
I think you would adore it. And it talks about like, I'll just read like a couple of like the ones. One was recentish. No, actually, this is August. Is "How to Stop Overthinking." Ooh. One is called "What They Didn't Teach You in School." "How to Network with Authenticity." The life you love, like, just like, I'm like, I don't know, I feel like it's stuff that would really inspire us.
Yeah, that sounds great. That also sounds really relevant to this podcast.
Absolutely. Yeah,
could you include the link in our description as well?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm getting into this. I'm excited.
Well, this is like a form of creative expression for us that, and it's also so that we continue to flourish this relationship and friendship. So like now we're hours apart.
Yeah, it's definitely, I mean, today in particular, maybe because I'm just in a very good mood. Like, when we talked about starting this, for me, a lot of it was about being more intentional with my time.
Absolutely. That's
and the thing that we positive can. And like getting to create and using this time effectively.
Yeah.
Because I mean, the last time I was unemployed, I just panicked the entire time. I was miserable and I was stressed out because I just needed a job. I had no savings. I had no money. I like needed something. I needed it now.
Mm-hmm.
And like, you're right. Like, place of privilege. I have the savings that I've built up that allows me to do this. I have like, I live with John, which allows me to do this in many ways.
Yeah. And same with me. Like, I'm living with my parents, which allows me to, step back and be really choosy, which I don't think I was allowed to do in the Berkshires, because like you had to hustle.
But it's so powerful to get to make decisions that actually make sense for you.
Absolutely. To write your story, your narrative.
All
right, so we did our weekly updates.
Oh, nothing, I was just checking the time.
You want to do our next goals for next week? Like, because I mean, you kind of like talked about it a little bit. You want to contact the prosthetic people.
Yeah.
Do you have another goal, like a small goal, or?
I think that is my, that is be really concrete in my goals and keep them very achievable. So, like, that is my thing. I want to call all three of them and I want to set up informational interviews.
Okay.
And then I need to figure out how to do an informational interview.
Google will tell you.
Right? Google will tell me everything. So I'm going to set this up. And then the why, right? It's like, why do I want to do this?
I love that reasoning. Like, because I really don't think about that all the time.
Yeah,
like,
and it's helpful.
Like, I make these goals. And like you said, like, I don't keep some of them because I don't have a why behind them.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been really thinking about that. Like, okay, should I get like a career counselor? Well, why? Well, it's pretty obvious. Like, but then some of them, I've tried to make certain other goals that are just like unreachable because there's not really, there's no passion or like thought process behind it.
Yeah. I wonder, this past week, when you were, your goal was to get up and get out of the house every day, at any point did you think about why you wanted to do that, and like to help you motivate yourself to get up?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Like, just like the, cause I mean, it's so easy just to be,
mm-hmm.
and your own boss, but you don't have anything pushing your day. It's like, okay, this is your jump start. This is your jump start. Why am I doing this? Cause this is your jump start. Like, that's what I
thought. Yeah.
Sounded silly, but I was like, control. the word control.
Oh, to have some control over your life?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, to be proud of what you were doing instead of just, like, letting time fly by and you had no control of the use of it. Well, you mm-hmm. did, but you had poor control, I guess, or poor self-control, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah. You didn't use it the way you wanted to, and therefore it felt like you were not in control.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that.
So, I really hope to continue it and hope it.
Yeah, I think you should.
And then like to add on to it, like I want like to obviously get up and get out, but then do something physical during the day. Cause
is that your other goal?
Yeah,
your goal for this week.
Yeah.
There's podcast, right? We listen to podcasts, us girls. From NPR called Life Kit.
Ooh, I have not.
And they have a couple of them. And I guess the concept behind it is like, these are all of the things you need to know to be a functioning human. But
oh
they
God.
Have one exercise and how to build and maintain an exercise habit.
That's
what I think you might like. You should look that one up.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. I did the budgeting one last week, which I really enjoyed, actually.
Yeah.
John and I are in a budgeting phase.
Okay. Are you on mint and things like that? Because I really, really like mint and salt.
Yeah, mint is great. Salt?
Yeah, salt is not like a mint. Not it's not the same thing as mint, but it was meant for being a tool for students to like help budget and think of money and things like that. And it's got some really great tools.
Okay. I'll have to look that up.
Yeah.
Pretty
awesome.
Yeah. Oh, I wanted to get to my why, right? So I want to set up informational interviews with these folks because I want to know if this is a career change I'd like to make. It seems like a good fit for me based on my research and my random inklings. I have always really been fascinated by anatomy. My mom went back to school to become a nurse practitioner when I was in, I was in fifth grade when she graduated. So she probably started when I was 8, maybe?
Yeah.
But I remember sitting on our living room floor reading Grey's Anatomy, like the actual textbook with the pictures and like looking at all the pictures.
Yeah.
And I loved it. And I still love it. I like the mechanics of the human body. I think they're super cool. And so, but then with that, I also like have this deeply creative streak and I love to design things. I love to problem solve and I like people. And so it feels like a good use of those like design, creative, problem solving skills.
Absolutely.
In a way that's not purely capitalistic. Like so often as artists, if you want to make a living, you have to sell, right? Like, and granted you have to sell things anyways, but if you're selling, like you're
trying to benefit somebody in a more personal way than creating.
Yeah.
Art. That's interesting. I love that.
And so then your goal is to exercise or to move more?
Yeah, I wouldn't say exercise.
Because
Lord knows I won't have, like, I know the reasons why behind that, but I have tried to make those kinds of goals before and they fall apart. So I'm just going to say move more, which sounds silly, but it's
no,
like
it doesn't.
Even walking around the neighborhood in the morning, that's exercise, but it's like moving. I don't know how, why it's distinguished so differently in my mind, but the other day I was packing my suitcase because I'm traveling for my birthday and I just like picked it up, went, whoa, it's heavy. And then I just like, this is moving. And I just like started like exercising, like a kettlebell for like 10 minutes.
That's great. That's one of the things they talk about in that podcast.
Yeah.
Is what people think counts as exercise and that's bullshit. Like, you just need to move.
Yeah, and that's all I want. I just want, and so, like, I reset my Fitbit, and I've been really, that's been really helpful, like, the whole, like, hey, remember to move. I'm like, oh, yeah, and I want to move and not just, like, a stand still and, like, move my arms move. Like, I want to, like, so, like, I kind of planned out, like a 5-minute yoga, like, flow, and that's really been helping.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I miss yoga.
I just want to move more.
Great.
Yeah.
Well. Until next time?
Until next time, yeah.
All right.
All right. Bye.
Bye.